Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I got nothing. Hey, welcome back to this episode of Armed American Radio's A Daily Defense Hour. Now, you'd be used to hearing Mr. Mark Walters coming to you right now, but I am not Mark Walters. My name is Mike Borsky. I'm the host of Arms Room Radio. You've heard me here on Mark's program before, several times before. You know, you want to hear me more? Just let him know. Call Mark. Let him know. Give write in, do the letter campaign, hit him on the Twitters, do whatever you got. But Mark is on the way to the Gun Rights Policy Conference this week. So, in fact, I'll be joining him up here later this weekend, but he's on the way to Chicago, Illinois. Chicago. It's you remember Chicago. We're on a mission from GAD. Come on, folks. You know what I'm talking about. Gun Rights Policy Conference is up there in Chicago this weekend. It's a September 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're anywhere in the Chicago area, if you're anywhere, you know, an hour, 2 hours away, and you've got the ability to drive to come to Chicago this weekend, you need to come to Chicago. You need to come to Chicago and come to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. What goes on at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, Mike? Don't worry. I'll tell you what goes on at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. This is where your nation's gun rights leaders come and formulate strategy and inform the public, those that are in the Second Amendment supporting world, that what's going on. You know, it's fellow grassroots activists. You don't have to be a member of any of these organizations. You know, listen, when you get there, they're gonna try and help you become one. You know, so you can be part of the fight to save our gun rights. But you don't have to be. You can hear, you know, the sound of my voice, and you're within a couple hours of Chicago, get the old Vista Cruiser there, point it towards Chicago, and make your way to it. It's going to be a great time. Listen, there's going to be some great speakers this weekend. Mark's going to give you the whole lineup tomorrow, so I don't want to steal his thunder. But you're going to have some incredible people. I know Mr. Kurt Schilling is going to be there. Obviously, Mr. Alan Gottlieb is there. Mark Walter is going to be speaking. Listen, Sunday morning, they got a real top-notch speaker speaking. He sounds just like me, looks just like me, and you're going to love to see him. So come on out. There's going to be plenty of people there, all different topics. You're going to want to come to Chicago. Now, Chicago, I know what you're saying, Mike. Why are we going to Chicago? Chicago's, you know, the nation's gun shooting capital of the world there. You know, the illegal gun shooting capital of the world. Yeah, that's true. But this was decided by the higher ups there at the Second Amendment Foundation that we're gonna go in their face. We're gonna stand there in their face and have a conversation with them about gun rights and gun rights policy conference is gonna be there. It's at the Chicago O'Hare, which I guess is just technically in the town of Rosemont there, right at the airport. It's the Chicago O'Hare Hyatt Regency Hotel. So you come on out there. Chicago, yeah. Let me give you some updates on what's going on in Chicago. Why we're going there? Why are we going to Chicago? Why are we taking lives, putting them in jeopardy, and going to Chicago? Because we're putting it in their face. We're telling them, listen, if you can't solve your problems, we'll come to your town and solve your problems for you, because you obviously don't. Now, we know we got Rahm Emanuel there. He's decided not to run for re-election, which is probably one of the best things that can happen to the city of Chicago. We're going to get that whack job out of there. You know, obviously his idea of gun control hasn't worked. It hasn't worked to the point of, let's see, this year so far, 360 shot and killed in Chicago. 360 shot and killed. Total shot? Over 2,000, 2,226. 2,226. This month alone in September, it's been a slow month. It's been slow. It's only 26 shot and killed, with a total of only 156 people shot overall. So it's gotten a little bit crazy there in Chicago. You know, maybe it slowed down a little bit. I don't know. Maybe they had a, you know, early winter or a late summer, whatever their reasoning is there. But they definitely got gun problems, and we're going to go there in their face and have a conversation with them. So join us there. Join us there. Hey, I want to move off of Chicago for a minute and talk to you about the state of Washington. You know, Pacific Northwest, I know you're listening to us up there. The state of Washington, your governor up there, Jay Inslee, however he wants to say it, he's being, what I guess it's best described as, petty and selfish, although that probably doesn't surprise you that the governor's being petty and selfish up there. There's a program out in... Well, it's in Washington State. It's all over the country. But this, you've heard of the Civilian Marksmanship Program before? The Civilian Marksmanship Program, this started over 100 years ago. You know, this started out as the DOD, the Department of Defense, well, I guess it had been a department of the War Department back then, was releasing old firearms. And they wanted these items to go to the public that you know, qualified to get a firearm. Back then it was, you know, it was all strictly mail order, obviously. You know, you do that 100 years ago. You know, you got your little newspaper at the corner store or the general store, and they had some old little, you know, 22 training rifle or whatever it happened to be, and you could get it for a discount price. You just had to be a supporter of, you know, civilian marksmanship. You know, and listen, we're talking 100 years ago where, you know, you're still out fighting for your life, trying to get back and forth to your job every day, whatever, you know, wherever it was. Out in the wilderness, Pacific Northwest. You folks know what I'm talking about. The Civilian Marksmanship Program has been around for a long time. It's evolved recently into the place where the DOD and the military does dump some older firearms. Now, I'm talking older. I'm not talking, AR-15s or M-16s or anything like that. The recent that has just gone in is the 1911s, the Colt 1911s and all the other manufacturers of 1911s. And some of these are 50, 60, 75 years old that are just starting to go into the Civilian Marksmanship Program. And you can check them out online. I don't have the web address in front of me here, but it's a CMP or Civilian Marksmanship Program there. And these firearms will go out and they get to the civilian population, and they have to go towards competition shooting. They have to go towards the Second Amendment. You can't just take these out and be, you know, stupid with them and start selling them off. That's not what they're for. These are not for resale by any means. These are for training and maintaining your skills. Now, in many states, these firearms go to local organizations, and these local organizations use them for training and safety and competitions. And the competitions involve a couple of different categories. They involve the categories civilian, obviously a civilian marksmanship program, law enforcement. Law enforcement is involved with these programs. Law enforcement does these competitions. Law enforcement goes throughout the state, making sure their skill set stays sharp, making sure they stay honed and ready to defend you and themselves if need be. The other one that's not mentioned too often is your local National Guard. Your state National Guard does this. Your state National Guard goes out and they do their rifle and pistol competition throughout the year. And this is where the governor comes in. These competitions have gone, and at the end of the year, the governor will sign certificates saying congratulations. You know, you've won the championship. You're in the top five. The governor's 20 is what the governor gives to the National Guard in his state, his military. He gets the governor's 20. It's in the National Guard. These army guys, you know, if they happen to be the Air National Guard, they get a little patch. They get to wear a uniform. It says governor's 20. On the active duty side, this would be called the president's 100. This is the top 100 shooters on active duty in the National Guard. It's the top 20 in that state. So they're recognized for being exemplary shots, sharpshooters, you know, marksmen, expert marksmen. Well, the governor there in Washington State has decided that we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing it anymore. You law enforcement, you military that normally would have the support of your bosses, because the governor is the chief of the military organization in that state. He is the commander in chief of the Washington State National Guard. There's no love for you anymore. There's no love for you anymore. What's happened is he has put out a release that said the certificates that were signed last May will be the final certificates signed. I am no longer able to support any program affiliated with the National Rifle Association due to the organization's obstructive efforts to undermine common sense safety measures. Folks, you know what common sense safety measure means, right? Common sense gun confiscation. That's what we want, common sense gun confiscation. The governor goes on and says, including those that enjoy broad public support, we understand competitors will be disappointed by this decision. However, governor believes constructive conversations and meaningful action around gun safety are necessary to better protect our families and communities. So here's what he's telling you. Here's what the governor of Washington State is telling you. If you happen to be a citizen in Washington State, if you happen to be a law enforcement officer in Washington State, if you happen to be in the military, active duty or in the reserves in Washington State, the governor is telling you, I don't care about you. You're not important to me. I'm taking away one thing that you were able to get from the state for us to show appreciation for our law enforcement, for our military. You no longer have it. I no longer support you. I no longer care about you. And, you know, frankly, we hope you go away. You know, that's what you're getting from the governor of Washington State. You're done with us. So, you know, obviously the NRA is involved with the, you know, helping do competition shoots. They lay out some of the coursework and some of the groundwork. And that's enough. That's enough for the governor to say, we're done. I'm sorry, cops. I'm sorry, military. I'm sorry, civilians that want to train to protect their family and hone their marksmanship for either hunting or for, you know, for target shooting. But you're done. You're done. That's Governor Inslee. Thanks, Governor Inslee. Thanks for no support whatsoever of your military and your law enforcement. So, hey, stick around, folks. We got more coming back for you here on the Daily Defense Hour. I'll be back after the break.
Attention, Armed American Radio listener. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want to win big, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's easy, quick, 100% free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 entries to win right now. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,500 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 free chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner like us is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away free guns. But you're running out of time. This all ends this Friday at midnight. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted for free. You won't hear this again. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity to win $1,500 in the gun of your dreams. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Hey, welcome back to the program. I am Mike Paworski. I am not Mark Walters. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I am not Mark. Mark is on the way to the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up in Chicago this weekend. So make sure you get with Mark up there this weekend. Again, I talked to you last segment about it. Come on up. Come on, visit us all at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Hey, this weekend, though, is, you heard me. It's a good Gun Rights Policy Conference. But for now, attention gun lovers. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway that Mark told you about earlier in the program? Hey, if you want to win big, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's easy, quick, and 100% free. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. 100% free. It's just all you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 entries to win right now. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,500. That's 1,500 shmolies right there to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 free chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make everybody a responsible gun owner, educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away free guns. They really do love giving away free guns. You're running out of time, though. All ends Friday at midnight. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted for free. You won't hear this again. Well, you'll hear it from me again later in the program. But hurry over to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. All right. So get on over there and check out USCCA and armedandresponsible.com. Hey, I want to talk to you a little baseball. It's the end of the season coming up here, and I want to talk to you a little baseball. But it's a little baseball. It's a little intertwined with some gun knowledge here, with some gun issues. So I'm going to give you a little baseball. But you've heard me and Mark talk about baseball here on the program on the Daily Defense Hour before. So now I get to talk to you about guns and baseball all at the same time. If you're familiar with baseball at all, and listen, you don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy this segment. I'm going to give you make sure your knowledge of both is fulfilled. How about that? J.D. Martinez, he's a player up there in the Boston Red Sox organization. He stands by the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Yeah, that's right. A baseball player just stands by your Constitution and the Second Amendment. Well, that's kind of the opposite of what we're hearing out of the National Football League, isn't it? Now, National Football League, they may not be specifying amendments, but they're certainly not standing by the Constitution, standing by our law enforcement, standing by our military, standing by our flag. You know, they're standing by, or they're kneeling by, their right to do whatever they want because they feel like they're entitled to. Anyway, J.D. Martinez, Boston Red Sox player. This is, somebody dug this up recently. This is from a quote from him that he put on, I believe it was Instagram, 2013. He said, and it was a picture of a Hitler standing there, and it said, "To conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens." Okay, so this is what he said: "To conquer a nation, first disarms its citizens." So, the first bit of controversy was Hitler didn't say that. Okay. Perhaps he didn't say it in English. You know, he was Austrian and German after all. This was clearly the man's policy was to disarm as many people as possible. So you got down to nobody being armed, and we'll get into that in a few more moments. But let me get back to here with old J.D. Martinez. Reporters called him out on it. This is about 2 weeks ago. They reported about it. This is a tweet from, or excuse me, an Instagram post from 2013. But now he's up in Boston. He's always played places that were, pretty Second Amendment friendly, except for one other town he was in. If I recall, J.D. has played, he started his career in Houston. Then he played in Arizona. Those are pretty gun-friendly places. Then he was in Detroit. Not too bad. Detroit's come around, but now he is in Boston. Listen, I've talked to you before on my program, and I think I over here on Mark's as well, that you can go to Boston now, and you can go to Liberty Square there, and you're not even allowed to have a pocket knife. Huh? How about that? Cradle of our freedom, right there, where the shot heard around the world, you know, just down the street in Lexington and Concord. You know, the British came from Boston to take our guns and our ammunition. No, you can't even have a pocket knife in your pocket, let alone a firearm in the city of Boston. So it's a load of crap, if you ask me. But reporters called out J.D. Martinez. This is in Boston, where it's vehemently anti-gun up there. He wanted to know if he apologized that he offended anybody when he made this statement, when he retweeted the quote of Abraham Lincoln. I don't know why Adolf Hitler, who was attributed to saying, "To conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens." He said, "You know what? I saw the quote and I posted it. I had no intention to offend anyone, but it was mostly just to state a point, a political point at the time that I believe in. I stand by the Constitution and the Second Amendment. It's something that I take pride in, and it's something that I'll back up." I'll give you a little bit about J.D. Martinez here. Well, first off, J.D. Martinez right now, he's number two in line for the batting title in all of baseball, not just the American League. He's batting .331 right now. His teammate Mookie Betts is just a couple points behind him, or a couple points ahead of him at .334. And there's 10 games to go in the season up there for at least for Boston anyway. Anyway, J.D. Martinez. We got a lot of Hispanic players, Latin American players, or from wherever they happen to be. JD's American. JD's born and raised in Miami. He's from a place where pride in the Second Amendment, pride in the Constitution, is a great thing. Now his parents, maybe he got a little insight from his parents. I guess so. He could have. His family is Cuban, and they had to flee the dictatorship under Fidel Castro. You think maybe if your parents were oppressed by a communist government so much that they had to flee the country because they were denied all of their basic rights, including the right to bear arms, you think you might have a little more well-found appreciation for that? I think J.D. Martinez did. And when J.D. made these comments, he was out there, he was playing for the city of Houston. He was the Houston Astro, which is... I think J.D. was actually there during the transition when they went from National League to that other form of baseball, American League, where they use the designated hitter and put 10 guys on the field like it's real baseball. You're not fooling anybody, American League. Anyway, J.D., we stand by you, and we thank you for standing up for the Second Amendment. And it's ridiculous. I find the most alarming part of this is that here's a guy who's at the top of his game right now. J.D.'s 31, 32 years old, something like that. He's about... very close. He's either going to be the number one or number two batting title in baseball this year. And folks, if you don't follow baseball, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. He's 6 years removed from this statement. 6 years removed from this statement. And now that he's in Boston, this is his first season in Boston, some Boston reporter, some liberal, anti-gun, Constitution-hating reporter steps up and says, J.D., you made this gun statement. You made this anti-gun statement. You made this statement that Hitler said it was okay to take, guns. Well, listen, here's the deal. Hitler absolutely took guns. You could talk to anybody, any Holocaust survivor, any World War II survivor that lived there, German citizen that lived there. They came around, and first they took the guns from the Jews. Then they took the guns from the professionals, from the teachers. Then they took the guns from people that were not military and that were not law enforcement. So you know what? When it was finally left, because everybody stood by and said, it's okay, they're not taking the guns from me. It's okay, they're not taking the guns from me. By the time they got around to taking the guns from them, there was nobody left to stand up for them. And you know what? That's how 6 million people die, just like that, because you take away the guns of the whole citizenry. Folks, we got more program coming back up. Stick around. We're coming to you live from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com, and I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Hey, welcome back to the Daily Defense Hour. My name is not Mark Walters. My name is Mike. Mark is on the way to the Gun Rights Policy Conference up there in Chicago this weekend. If you're in Chicago and within a couple hours you can hear my voice, you need to get up there. You need to come to the Gun Rights Policy Conference this weekend. Come see Mark. Come see me. Come see everybody. There's going to be tons of people there. Mark's going to give you all the play-by-play tomorrow and all of the guest speakers. So stick around. Stay tuned, as they say in the biz. Hey, I want to talk to you about SlideFire stocks. SlideFire. Hey, Mike, what's the SlideFire stock? I'm not familiar with the SlideFire stock. Or maybe you're saying SlideFire, like what was used in the Mandalay Bay shooting. Yeah, that's right. SlideFire was the one used in the Mandalay Bay shooting. And I know it's you've heard it here on the program before. We're gonna give you a little bit more. But there's something that came up this past week here. It just happened to pop up. Remember there was a lawsuit filed against SlideFire. It was against SlideFire stock. SlideFire Stock Industries, I believe, is the name of the company. And they these were the victims or the family members of the victims out there at Mandalay Bay. U.S. District Court Judge Gloria Navarro dismissed a class action lawsuit brought against SlideFire Solutions. There it is. As a result of the Mandalay Bay shooting, her decision turned on whether a bump fire stock qualifies as a component part of a firearm under the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, is therefore protected from liability due to criminal misuse of an otherwise negligent product. Okay, the lawsuit was filed from the victims from family members, from those that survived the shooting out there. You know, because if you recall, this I'm not even going to give you this guy's name. The bad guy out there put the slide fire on many of his AR rifles, and he used the slide fire to simulate rapid fire or simulate a machine gun fire. To the best that he could. Well, the federal judge there at this out in Nevada issued the order dismissing this lawsuit. Makers of the bump stock slide fire had to file a motion to dismiss the lawsuit based on that federal rule of civil procedure, under the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act. The Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act was enacted by Congress. Remember, this was something George Bush, George W., put forward and he signed it into law as well there. This was enacted by Congress upon finding that manufacturers and sellers of firearms are not and should not be liable for harm caused by those who criminally or unlawfully misuse firearm products. You'll more routinely hear this used when, somebody steals a firearm or a firearm is used illegally, or even a firearm is used lawfully, somebody is injured, somebody's hurt, somebody's killed, and then they go, the victims here looking for some deep pockets will go file a lawsuit against the gun distributor, the gun dealer, and the gun manufacturer. Well, listen, they legally made these products. They legally made this firearm. The product was legally sold. Now, what happens after it's legally sold? The person's gone through the background check because these are all brand new products. Why can you file suit against it? If you get in a, this makes as much sense as if you get in a drunk driving crash and then you sue Ford because somebody hit you in an F-150 that was drunk. They're looking for deep pockets is what they're doing. Now, this was dismissed, and it was dismissed because the family members were trying to say that this was not a component of the firearm, that this was not covered under the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Now, the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act protects the firearms or firearms components. Well, lucky for you, I happen to have the original letter right here. Well, it's not the original. It's a copy of the original. If I had the original, that'd be pretty weird. But here's a, if you can hear that, that's a copy. That's real paper, folks. You can't fake that on the radio. I've got for you a copy of the original letter here. And I'm going to tell you what it says as soon as I bring it up here on the computer, because it seems to have jumped away from me. Here's what it says. This is when you create a new product and you're trying to get a ruling out of the ATF. That's the Federal Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. It's actually the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It's the BATFE. When you want to create a new product, when you want to get a new ruling on a product, you send away to the tech branch up there and they give you a ruling on it. Well, the reason they had to get a ruling on this is because when you put the bump stock on the rifle, if you perform correctly, if you train yourself how to do this, if you got a good enough hand and eye coordination and then good enough rifle, you can get your rifle to kind of simulate full auto fire. That 300-500 rounds per minute. That doesn't mean the gun shoots 300-400 rounds per minute. It's still got a 20 round or a 30 round magazine. So don't get freaking out on me. It's no ghost gun or anything like that. They had to send this forward and to get it declared that it was not. This wasn't turning your AR into a machine gun. And I believe they later did these for AKs as well. This did not turn, a slide fire did not turn your gun into a machine gun. Listen, you could bump fire a pistol with, a hook in one thumb in your belt loop and doing this. Just Google it or YouTube it. You could find it. You could do it with a rifle. You could do it with any firearm. This just made it, for the AR-15 and the AK so you could do the bump fire. Well, the bump fire ruling from the BATFE, and it was from there. It's from their technology branch up there. The chief of their firearms technology branch said, "No, this doesn't change the firearm. This is not an internal component to the firearm. This is not something that's mechanically driven. There's no springs. There's no switches. There's no handles to wind anything up. It just allows you. It replaces that the typical shoulder stock. It goes over the already existing buffer tube." And I'm sorry if I'm getting in the weeds here on this for you folks, but I'm trying to explain to you that according to the ATF, they say it is not a firearm. What's a firearm? Basically, a firearm is anything that's designed to shoot or expel a projectile through means of an explosive. In the National Firearms Act, firearms are also considered to be suppressors or silencers. We've had that discussion on here also. Shouldn't be that way, but you know what? Wasn't around in 1934 when they passed that, so I couldn't fight them then. But the ATF has said, this is in 2010, when they requested permission to sell these to the public, that this is not a firearm and it's not a component. It's not a component because it's not internal to the firearm. You know, that's how I'm reading it here. It's not internal. It attaches to a firearm. This is as much a component of a firearm as a flashlight is, because you just bolt it to the outside. It's just a component. It's not something that makes the gun fire, but it's clearly a component, part of the firearm, that helps the shooter to shoot, to control. The way the slide fire works, you have to apply pressure forward to the firearm while continuing to hold to the rear. You Google it. It's 2-3 magazines. You spend, $30-$40 in ammunition. It's something you can learn to do. It's not the first time out of the box you're going to be able to do it, but that's from the slide fires. Now I have this piece of paper, because when you buy yourself a slide fire, if you happen to be in one of those states that still allows you to purchase a plastic component that goes on your rifle and it hasn't been outlawed, isn't that weird? Some piece of plastic got outlawed, because of what one nut job, one guy ever did. Now the rest of the country's out of them. Anyway, when you buy one of these, it comes with this ruling from the ATF in there. I happen to have the piece of paper left because I had that at home. I lost the rest of my slide fires on a horrible boating accident. I don't have them anymore, which works out, because I'm in one of those states now where you can't have a slide fire. But I still have the piece of paper, so I can review that and share that information with you. So the court ultimately here sided, a little slide of the tongue right there. The court ultimately sided with slide fire on its interpretation that a bump fire stock is a component part. Court found, and the parties did not dispute, that a stock is a component part of the rifle. Now, listen, do you feel horrible for the victims out there in the Mandalay Bay? Of course you do. You know, any unexpected loss of life, like this is heart-wrenching. Any loss of life is heart-wrenching. This guy, I only wish that maybe he had lived and hadn't killed himself so we could make him suffer more. Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. I say the guy should suffer more. Hey, folks, listen, stick around when we get back from the break here. We got more Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour coming up for you.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters. Hey, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. I am not Mark. I am Mike. But I do want to tell you, hey, gun lovers, do you hear me out there? Remember the USCCA gun giveaway Mark told you about? Well, if you want to win big, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's easy, quick, and 100% free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 entries to win right now. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,500 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 free chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away free guns. You're running out of time. This all ends Friday at midnight. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted for free. You won't hear this again. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. You know, the gun of my dreams, huh? Gun of my dreams. I'm trying to think, what would the gun of my dreams be? You know, that's kind of tough. I like the Glocks. You know, I'm a 1911 guy. At the same time, you heard me right. I like Glocks and 1911s. Don't drive off the road. It'll be all right. I'm more of a classic military guy. I don't know. Jeez, it's kind of hard. But you know what? $1,500. I could figure it out pretty quick. I bet you I could. Hey, I want to talk to you about he's talking about guns and giving free guns away, about a place that sells guns or used to sell guns. Let's talk about Dick's Sporting Goods for a moment. They announced here over the past week or two, remember that they were going to stop. I'm sorry. Back after the Parkland shooting, back after what was that Valentine's Day of this year, that they were going to stop selling assault style weapons to anybody under the age of 21. Well, guess what, folks? If you were paying attention, after the Sandy Hook shooting in December 2012, they also swore that they were going to stop selling assault-style weapons. Well, you know what? Times got a little tough. They weren't making as much money as they needed to make there in the old firearms department. So you know what they started doing on the sly? On the down low, on the low down, they started selling assault-style weapons again. Yeah, it's all about corporate positioning. They were trying to show themselves as being, oh, we're above guns, we're above assault rifles. Well, guess what? They weren't. They fell down to weak profits and sales losses, and they started selling them again. But now that it's all in vogue, they're not doing it. One more time, we're not selling any rifles, assault rifles, or anything to anybody under 21. No guns to anybody under 21. Well, you know what? Then your state will come after you because if you're age discrimination. Usually you see age discrimination on the upper end, but now if you want age discrimination on the other end, 18 to 21, 18 to 20, I guess, would be the ones that are being discriminated against. You know, then you plan on some more lawsuits, plan on the states breaking it off in your backside, much the way the state of Oregon has done recently with their Department of Business Professional Regulation, whatever the proper title is out in Oregon. They told these organizations out there, the Dick's, the Walmarts, that said that we're not going to sell guns to anybody under 21. Well, guess what? You age discrimination. So you either sell them or we take your business license away from you. Anyway, what I want to talk to you about here, bringing this up with Dick's, is this is another private organization that has said, We're banning guns. We're not only going to ban guns. We're going to ban gun sales. If you go to a Dick's or if you go to any of these other places that have thrown guns out, you'll see the no guns allowed sign. That sign right there. No guns allowed. No firearms. Gun free zone. Listen, I'm wearing a shirt that says "Don't be caught dead in a gun free zone." Because guess what? You don't want to be caught dead in a gun free zone. I won't go at all. This is a gun free zone. Dick's Sporting Goods. There's all of the shootings we've had recently. Let's look at Jacksonville, Florida, a gun-free zone. We have an Uber driver that defended himself with his personally owned firearm after receiving extensive training on it. Guess what Uber did? They fired him because he had a gun. There's another organization that's anti-gun. We've seen Levi Strauss, and that one kind of dumbfounded me. Levi Strauss, you know, the jeans that help win the West or whatever the heck their motto used to be. Well, they're in San Francisco, so you know that explains the whole why we're banning guns. All of these other organizations. What's the Buffalo Wild Wings? Let's talk about banks. What are banks doing? We got Chase Bank, you got Bank of America, you got everybody lining up to say no guns allowed. Well, you know, it's one thing when your government comes after you. Like we just talked about the governor in Washington State and all he's trying to do out there, Governor Inslee up there. We've got, 19 attorneys general around the country right now from the blue states that are filing lawsuits against firearms manufacturers or your firearms distributors. You know, that's one thing. You got to deal with your government. I've got the Constitution that helps me deal with my government. Obviously, it's enforced different ways in different states. Hopefully, the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh will help lean that back towards the, let's call it, the conservative side. All right, but you've got private organizations out here now being supported by the government that are saying no guns, gun free zones are okay. No guns. We're not going to sell them. You can't have them in my store. We don't want your guns here. We don't like the way you put. We don't like the way you support the Constitution. We don't like the way that you believe in your civil rights. We don't like your civil right, your natural right, your civil right of the Second Amendment. We're going to put up signs that say no civil rights here. We're going to put up gun-free zone signs. We're going to put up signs that say no civil rights. Wait a second. Signs, no silver. Kind of like signs that said whites only, perhaps? Is this the same party, right? The same party? The Liberal Party, the party of the Klan, the party of the Ku Klux Klan that violated civil rights and put up signs that said whites only. Folks, when you see a sign that says gun-free zone, you're looking at the same party and the same reasoning and the same restriction of civil rights as signs that said whites only. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind next time you walk into a restaurant, you think, you know what? I really do want to get that brand of food. Would you walk in that restaurant today if it said whites only? You're darn right you wouldn't. All right? We're in this for America. There's no whites, blacks, Hispanics. We're Americans. Why are you letting them put another civil rights violation sign and going to these businesses? I'll tell you what. The heck with these businesses. To heck with them. I'm done with them. You should be done with them too, because I'm telling you what's going to happen. Remember how we got away from whites only signs? Those that were oppressed stood up and fought for their rights. Keep pushing us. Keep pushing us. Keep putting up gun-free zone signs. And watch what happens. Watch what happens when you oppress our civil rights. All right? Not preaching violence. I'm just saying, don't press us. We will fight for our rights. Now, that could be in the courtroom. That could be under a picket sign. That could be wherever it happens to be. We're going to stand together. We're going to fight. We're not going to let you violate our civil rights anymore. I don't care if it's you state governments. I don't care if it's some whack job federal senator. I don't care if it's my local mom and pop wing joint that I want to go to. You put those violation of my civil rights signs in your windows, we're done. And we're coming for you, and we're going to let you know we're out there. You cannot. There's over 300 million firearms in this country. That means more than half of us in this country are firearms owners. Doesn't matter our party. Doesn't matter our race. Doesn't matter our religion. We want to protect our civil rights, and you're violating them. Hey, folks, thanks for joining me. My name is Mike. Join me, maybe I'll be back on the program this weekend. I'll see Mark up there at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Have a great week, and you listen, it's a great program. It's Armed Americans Radio, Daily Defense Hour, and Gun Rights Policy Conference. I got that. Did I hit that? I hit Gun Rights Policy Conference. Join me. You can check me out at armsroomradio.com during the week, and until then, have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.